This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Officials at the University of South Dakota will participate in a public forum on sexual assault. This comes after two USD football players have been charged in connection with an alleged second-degree rape. Kim Grieve is vice president and dean of students at USD. She says speakers at the event include students and university executives. Officials say the forum will take place at 7 p.m. on November 13th. 20-year-old Danny Rambo and 21-year-old Dale Williamson were released from custody on bond Tuesday. Rambo has been charged with second-degree rape, and Williamson faces a charge of attempted second-degree rape. Grieve says the students are able to attend classes on the USD campus. The university is conducting its own separate investigation into the matter. Rambo, Williamson, and fellow USD player Adam Harris have been suspended indefinitely from the football team for violating team rules. Harris has not been charged. Creighton University's monthly survey of Midwest and Plains business leaders suggests optimism for continued growth. The report shows the Business Conditions Index grew to 58.5 in October. Anything above 50 indicates positive growth in the region over the next 6 months. Creighton economics professor Ernie Goss says the manufacturing sector is expanding at a healthy pace. The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants farmers and ranchers to complete the Census of Agriculture. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Ruth Beck says the questionnaire helps to determine trends.
They look for, information on land use and ownership, operator characteristics, production practices, income and expenditures. So I assume it'll be a fairly detailed questionnaire for producers.
The census is taken every 5 years and provides the only source of uniform, comprehensive, and impartial agricultural data for the nation. Beck says the deadline to submit the survey is February 5th of 2018. In the weather forecast, there is a winter weather advisory for portions of the southwest. It starts at 9 Mountain and extends until tomorrow morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, light rain or snow possible in the southwest with a chance of light rain and snow in the rest of the south, lows in the 20s and 30s.